Hello, John.
Hello, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good. Thanks for asking, though. Good morning too. Yes, happy Wednesday.
I'm sorry?
I said happy Wednesday, happy hump day.
Okay, happy Wednesday. Okay, right.
Yeah, it's finally Wednesday, right? How do
Yes,
you
finally Wednesday.
You know, time flies. Time is so fast, right?
And so fast.
Yes. So, oh, John, what were you doing before I called you?
Well, I just well, there is a farewell party. My director is going to other city for service. So I participated in farewell party.
Oh, I see you joined the farewell party. Participated sounds very formal, right?
Thank you. So participated.
Participated. Yeah, so do most of your colleagues stay in the hospital for a long time?
Well, actually, all of us have to move. Well, 2 year, 2 year for 2 year, and so we can't stay a long time.
So what do you mean? You have to serve for 2 years in the hospital?
And my colleagues too. My colleagues have to go another have to work for 2 years, and after they have to go another city's hospital or another military camp. So
I see. And then you only have 2 years for each company or each hospital?
yes,
Oh, is
that's
it?
right.
Well, is it mandatory? Sorry.
Yes, because I'm sorry. Because we have to experience. We have to having experience of a variety of experience. So we have to go. We have to go.
Oh, I see. Do they offer different experiences? Do
Yes,
they,
again.
yeah.
Yes.
Does every hospital offer a different experience?
Yes. Well, actually, I've been another city's hospital in Yangzhou is located in Seoul's north.
Northern Seoul, right?
Northern Seoul, right? Well, when I have been there,
When I was there.
I was there. The work was very hard because the hospital is so big, and the patients are so many people. Many patients. There are many many patients. But now, here, well, the hospital is this hospital my hospital is better, is better than the one, than the one that I mentioned.
Or your previous company, right? So how many patient nurse ratio do you have in the hospital?
Well, at now, well, nurses are 16, just 16. Just 16 nurses.
And how about the numbers of patients?
Well, numbers is 100, from 100 to 200.
100. Wow, that's a lot. So imagine there are only 16 to 70 nurses. So that's can you do some counting computation? So that's equivalent to at least 5 patients per shift.
Well, I don't understand your question. So please write on Skype. Can you write on
Okay.
Skype?
And see, the hospital has 70 nurses, right?
Yes, right.
And there were at least about 100 patients every day?
Yes, right.
So that means for every nurse, at least there is at least 7 patients per nurse?
Yes, right. But my patients are very simple symptom and well,
minor cases.
Orthopedic patients. So he have to rest, take a rest.
You're lucky though.
Yeah.
Okay, so simple cases mean minor cases, right?
Yes, right.
Okay, so, well, I think it takes a lot of patience and endurance if you want to be a good nurse, right?
Right.
Okay.
I want to be a good nurse.
Yeah. So what kind of personality do you think do you need to be a good nurse?
Well, first of all, patience. I think patience is very important. Patience and skills and knowledge.
All right, skills and knowledge.
Warm heart and cold head, right?
Which one?
Warm heart and cold right. Well, cold head and warm heart.
Yes, absolutely. It should be cold and warm, right? It should always come in balance. Yes, when it comes to male or female nurses, are male or female nurses better?
Well, I don't know.
No
I
bias.
Know, I am the man. I am the only man in my hospital nurses.
An only male nurse, right?
Yes.
In
I
my
am
shift.
Only male nurse.
Say that again. I'm an only male nurse in. Is it in your shift or in the department? In your department.
Well, Male nurse. I am the only male nurse.
Wow. So how does that feel that you're an only nurse, male nurse in the hospital?
Yes. Sometimes I feel so lonely.
Okay. But there are doctors. Do you hang out with the male doctors?
Yes, right. Orthopedic doctors is my best friend.
Oh, you got a best friend. Okay, so that's important. Now, even if you don't have other female friends, I mean, male nurse in the hospital, you got some friends, I mean, male doctors, right? Okay, well, so much about that. Shall we have the book now? Okay.
I'm ready.
You are always ready. So let's go to page number 19. Let's learn
19.
vocabulary. 19. Yes. Are you?
Well, we don't we didn't 17. 17 is
Oh, this. Yeah, this is a summary. Would you want to?
Summary. Summary. Okay.
Yes. So you can actually go back to the lessons if you, ever you have some questions or clarifications. Okay?
No thanks. No thanks. I'm okay.
Yes, I know those are
Thanks.
basic rules. So let's have the vocabulary. Page number 19.
Yes. Well, your vocabulary is hot and cold, hungry and thirsty. Thirsty.
All right, so basically you're talking about your feelings, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so how many feelings can you name, John? Yeah, feelings.
Well,
Can you name
my fi
sorry.
well, I don't know, but I understand and I know a variety of feelings. I think.
Yes. Can you name some more? And how do you feel right now?
Right now, I was nervous. I was nervous, but I am feel calm, right? Calm.
Nervous and calm at the same time. That
Calm.
sounds a bit unusual. They're exactly opposites, right?
Opposite. Right. So, yesterday. Yesterday or the day before yesterday, there was an interview, so I was nervous. But now, after interview, I'm calm.
I think yes. Can you find a better word than calm to express your feeling? I was. How do you say that? I think you know that word. We often use this in a nursing conversation with our patients. Do you feel?
Never.
Okay, relieved, right?
Relieved. Right.
Yes.
Relieved.
Okay, now can you use that in your own sentence?
Right. Well, I feel relieved. I feel relieved, or I am relieved.
All right. So think of how you feel that way, or think of why you feel that way. Okay, let's say you are nervous because.
Because there
Okay, so I felt nervous because I had an
Therefore, I had an interview.
and now
But now, the interview is finished, so I am relieved.
okay, absolutely, right? So you just have to pick the right word to express yourself better in English, okay? Okay, so anything else? Okay, so let's go back to the sample sentences. Okay, what does who's this? Tino says about Barbara. I guess this is Barbara. Oh, it's still page number 19.
You are intelligent, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You are intelligent, and you are beautiful, and you are rich, and you are married.
Okay. So do you really say this to a woman? Like, hey, you're rich. Okay, so these are examples of adjectives, right? Describing words. Okay, so can you think of other adjectives that could best describe John?
Optimistic, right?
Wow, very optimistic. Positive thinker.
Yes, optimistic and positive. Optimistic and outgoing, right?
You're an outgoing person. I like that. It's nice.
Okay, I think I don't I can't think other things now.
Okay, so you're optimistic and outgoing person.
That's right.
Okay, so as we go along, I hope you can learn new vocabularies, adjectives that could best describe you. Okay? So let's have the conversation between the writer and the tourist. Okay, I will be the tourist, of course, and you'll be the right waiter.
Okay, waiter, I'm waiter. Well, excuse me, are you a tourist?
Yes, I am.
Are you English?
No, I'm not.
What nationality are you?
I am American. Okay. Oh, look at the way he dresses. So cool.
Yes, well, I think it's weird. I don't know. It is good. I don't know. It is good.
Yes, but he really looks like a legit tourist, a traveler, right?
I think it's a summer
I
for
believe
summer
so.
fashion.
He's going to a tropical country.
Tropical country, right?
Yes. Have you ever been to a tropical country before, John?
No, I haven't. I just have been to Japan and Malawi in Africa.
Africa?
Yes, right.
Oh wow, it's interesting. So how was your trip to Africa?
Actually, it wasn't a trip. Well, it was volunteer. Volunteer. It was a volunteer. Okay.
But while you were in Africa, were you able to like at least do some side trip?
Well, I was there as a volunteer, so I had to, well, I worked there. While I worked the hospital in Malawi at once though. Well, a week.
Once a week.
Once a week? No, a week. All day week. All day week.
Oh, the whole week.
Yes, right. Whole
That,
week.
yes, entire week.
Entire week.
All right. But still, you were there to do your job and to do some traveling, right? All right. So let's do this activity or conversation, but this time you will give your personal details, okay? Supply it with your own details. Ready? I will be all right, the waiter this time. Excuse me, are you a tourist?
Yes, I am.
Are you English?
Well, no, I'm not.
What nationality are you?
Well, I'm American.
You are American, John?
No, I am Korean.
You surprised me. I thought, oh no, I'm talking with an American guy. Okay.
No, I'm not. I am Korean, actually.
Yes, proud Korean. Okay, so any questions?
I have no questions. Thanks.
All right, just to remind you of some expressions, vocabularies that we use. Minor case instead of using basic cases in the hospital. Yes. Most of the time we use major or minor cases, right? Also the word relieved. And what else? Tropical country. Whole and entire week. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. I did not see you wrote a diary today.
Well, I had no time because I just finished my work at midnight yesterday, and I have to prepare today's farewell party in the morning, so I had no time to write diary. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You had a lot on your plate, right? Okay. So before we end the class, let's have that expression. Have a lot on the plate. Have you ever heard of that expression before?
Well, I don't know your question exactly. Please write on Skype.
Okay, so when I said, oh, I think John, you have too much or you have a lot on your plate.
Plate is
Plate.
what is plate? Plate.
Yeah,
What is
like a
plate?
dish. Plate.
Plate.
All right. Well, let me just send you the definition.
Have too much on one's plate and have a lot on one's plate. Fake. It is dish. I'm sorry, I just like. If you have too much on your plate, can I help? Well, Well, it's a difficult concept.
Yes, it is, but I think it's time to introduce you to idiomatic expressions, right? Because you are like planning to work overseas, and people there use a lot of idioms. So, okay. So
Okay,
just
I will memorize the expression.
And that would be our expression for today, okay? All right. Well, I think that would be all for today, John. Our time is over, so let's call it a day. I'll see you again tomorrow.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Yes, enjoy your day. Bye.
Okay, have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.